John, it's awful.
I sound
I don't
like
it.
It's horrible. We've put out worse.
John, can you hear me?
Keep your arms inside the ride.
Squeeze it in, let's go.
It's this microphone, I think.
That was awful, John.
That was really hellish.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with
me.
You
have to shout over this bit. I
Charlie
can't
Baker.
It
God, it's a bit loud, is it? Here we are. It's me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan with the National Obsession, a National League football podcast.
Sorry.
We're in a slightly old studio that's
yeah,
a bit
the
broken.
Is broken.
But it's absolutely
haunted.
Done a lot worse, John.
None of the dials.
We've recorded stuff on the phone in the past.
Oh, we've done much worse.
A lot worse than this.
A hell of a lot worse.
Awful. And we are fresh from a victory at St. Albans in the National League South. So this week we will be focusing on the National League South, John, this week on the National Obsession, and we are a National League football podcast covering the National League South, and the National League North. This week, the National League South.
Next week, who knows?
We don't know,
we'll
John.
We'll see what's been the most interesting.
Yeah, we don't know what's interested us most this time next
it's
week.
It's a purely editorial decision.
I am this week, John, going to be trying out, experimenting with a new presenting style.
Yes.
I really got into this podcast called Broken Record, which is a Rick Rubin.
Oh, Rick Rubin.
Rick Rubin podcast. And he's on with, I think, Ira Glass. Is it Ira Glass?
Oh,
he's American. No, he's not. It's not him. No, it's not him. It's someone else. But the
Chicago.
The other person he... I'm going to find a bit. It's Broken Record podcast. I'm not telling
you. It's not old Malcolm Gladwell, is it?
It's Malcolm Gladwell.
Yes, I have heard
it. It's Malcolm Gladwell, right.
It's quite irritating.
I like the podcast. I love the podcast. It's absolutely brilliant. But Malcolm Gladwell has this presenting style that is, welcome to the National Obsession. You are going to be listening to National League Football. And we're going to tell you all about the game between Torquay United and St. Albans. He just drops out the last bit of any
sentence. It sounds like
sentence.
He's running out of breath.
It's like he's talking to you and then that's the end of it. And that's how he likes to talk about anything at all. We're going to talk about the great music of the Laurel Canyon, James Taylor and Joni Mitchell.
And apply some really annoying pop science to all of it.
I'm going to just really talk to you about but we're going to get some brilliant guests on and we're going to ask them questions, but halfway through I'm going to give you a little information.
And then I take a minute to talk about Squarespace.
Yeah, Squarespace. And also he talks about his new podcast on the Great American Problem.
It's the Great American Problem people like have energy. Yeah.
it's like he's trying to hide something at the end of the sentence.
Yes, exactly. And by signing that document, you signed your life.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You sign up to this 0% credit card. The credit card is actually 100%.
Yeah.
But I love the way he talks.
I love
the way he makes podcasts. So I think from today, I'm going to go for that as a presenting style.
We're changing from Malcolm Gladwell to Malcolm Coffinswell.
You're listening to the National Obsession podcast.
I'm Malcolm Coffinswell.
What do you think? People are going to have to look it up. Like, you're going to have to look it. It's not a reference that everyone's going to get.
Yeah.
But look, Broken Record podcast is really, really good. At hundreds of episodes, and they have really brilliant people on it. So I really suggest you download that. It's quite addictive once you start doing it.
Should we get into the National League?
So it's quite good, John, if you're trying to pretend you're not in the National League South and you're actually in the National League. So if people say to you, which division are Torquay United in? We're in the National League South. if Malcolm Gladwell was asked what division Torquay United were in, you'd think they were in the National League.
Haven't we got Foffs? Isn't Mark Kepworth the Gladwell Gladiators?
He is,
Gladiators.
Of course they are
in the
Derbyshire Lakes. And now everyone out of things.
And now this podcast has got even more niche.
I like it.
We didn't think it was possible.
Yeah, who knew it would be able to be as niche? Now we're referencing a thing probably the people in this room have heard. A way to talk in a way that people think.
It's quite addictive, though. I do like it.
Oh, I expect people are listening, wondering, when are they going to stop doing this?
When are they going to start the podcast?
Will the podcast end?
When are they going to talk about Ollie Thomas?
Right, let's talk about football. That's it now. That's it.
Good.
That's it. We're drawing a line under doing that as a
We're going to draw a line under that. We're not mentioning the Pakistan cable car because
Why
I
not?
Think that was the funniest story of the whole
best,
week.
Best story of the whole week. And what a stag do that would be.
It's such a great idea.
No one died. We can talk about
do.
It.
Oh,
the
no,
Pakistan the Pakistan cable car experience is a great is the greatest stag do of all time. Go on the cable car. Oh, there we are. 15 hours in here.
See you later.
They're flying off. He's flying off. We're all getting off on a zip wire.
We'll throw you off a beer.
The Pakistan cable car experience. Can't stop doing it. It's probably driving. I think we've lost any listeners we've got.
They've all gone.
Now. They've all gone.
Zero.
Down to zero. John, what's coming up in the podcast?
Let's work it out.
What's in there then, John?
On
what's
this week's edition of the National Obsession.
Yeah,
well, what have we got? National League news from National League, the National League. And
any National League North?
Well, I believe John Greenwood has been in touch on the letters from the listener, our National League North correspondent.
He's our correspondent, isn't he? Yes, very
so he
good.
He can fill us in, so that's fine. We don't have to look at it. That's perfect. What else have we got? Oh, AFC Poirot. Remember them?
Remember them from last season.
AFC Poirot.
It's been a new mystery.
The Belgian detective who investigated the after the Ashton Gate playoff.
Yes, who was
final.
Why was the smoking gun?
Yes, why did Ben Winter not take a penalty?
He worked it out that it was Ben Winter, and then Ben Winter left.
Yeah.
When he'd been found out, the finger had been pointed. Ben Winter left. Barnett doing very well, actually, John, aren't they?
I wouldn't know.
Not looked. Second.
Couldn't tell you.
Just for going to walk that league. All right, okay, yeah. Lovely. So AFC Poirot.
AFC Poirot is investigating Saturday's game at St Albans.
Okay, yeah.
It was very mysterious.
It was mysterious.
Nothing happened.
So
I'm going to try and get to the bottom of that.
Nothing happened. Who knows?
Yeah,
at least we recorded it. We recorded at the game, didn't we?
We got some recordings from the game on Saturday.
That's good.
We'll play that
to
you. We've got some letters from a listener. Out else?
Not a lot else, John, because we've spent a lot of it talking about Malcolm Gladwell's presenting style.
Yeah, exactly.
Which feels to be a bit of a waste of time with the National League Football podcast.
Yeah.
Well, just talk about a podcast that's nothing to do with football.
Anything to do with it.
But is fun to do. And if you want to have a go at Malcolm Gladwell's presenting style, A, listen to Broken Record, but
send
us some voice notes in. John, let's talk about the National League South.
Do you want to start with the National League South?
Yeah, why not?
Should.
Yeah, why not?
That's
always
good.
League
of interest. Just the one round of games to look back on this week on Saturday. Chelmsford won. Haven't Waterlooville won. They still haven't won a game.
Nope.
Not happened yet.
Nope. Not yet.
So
still haven't.
Really
they still
start.
Haven't won. And
still
I think Paul Doswell has left the club.
Didn't he Doswell?
I think he's left the club.
Has he left?
I think he's been asked to leave or has left the club of his own accord.
Yeah.
Am I right?
When did he...
John, you see, I'm paying attention here.
Like
you
he
are closing him. No, he's got. He went to director of football type thing.
Oh, and now he's gone. Oh, yeah. Paul Doswell steps down as director of football.
How annoying for people is
really
this?
Irritating, isn't it?
Gonna keep doing
it. Yes, because he was. Jamie Collins will continue to serve as the first team manager.
Oh, right, there we are. They're doing so well. So
obviously,
that's
the problem is with the director of football, not the manager, all the players.
Oh, there we are. Probably in the back room, wasn't it? I'll leave. It's obviously me. It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me. What a song that is. Great song. Really great song by Taylor Swift. Lovely. God, that's one result we've done there. Go on, John.
Chippenham Town 1, Tonbridge Angels 2. I told you Chippenham were a load of old junk.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Tonbridge Angels instead.
They've made a decent start, haven't they?
Have they? I don't know. I've not really looked, if I'm honest.
Suddenly mid-table.
Not been paying attention. None of it matters until the clocks go back. So, hang on. National League South. Let's have a look here. Where are they? Who are we saying about? Tonbridge Angels.
I wish I had some goal scorer news.
14.
I don't.
14th they are on 6 points. It doesn't matter. None of it matters. That's it. Because top of the league is Worthing and Avely. They're not going to win the bloody league, John.
Yeah.
I did say that about Sutton United, so let's not. Let's not do that again.
We might be making that mistake.
Very good. Go on then with some more scores.
Dartford 1, Farnborough 1.
Dartford, John. I fancy them to come good. They normally seem to do all right.
They've been a bit of a slow start, a bit like us. Okay. So, but, you know.
Well, we haven't. I mean, we only had one
wins
defeat.
Anything in August.
Exactly, exactly. We're about to go on a 10-game winning streak, so it's exciting.
Do you want me to tell you anything about that? I've actually got a match report for that
game. Yes, have some more on that. Go on.
Alfie Pavey's late penalty.
He's been around a while, hasn't he?
He's been
Alfie
around for Pavey, a while. Yeah. Crazy, as we like to call him.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy Pavey.
Yeah, Alfie Pavey.
The referee was called Mr. Robinson.
Oh, nice.
So here's to him.
Is this all you've got?
This is what I've got.
Yeah.
Mitchell Beanie hit the crossbar.
Oh, nice. Babies, Beanie's babies.
Love his hats. Yeah, I think that's basically all
that's
I've
it.
Got,
That's
to
all
be
you've
honest.
Got. Not a lot of information
no,
on the game,
No, I was just trying to find out who scored for
Dartford.
Like
we should know a lot more about the National League South when we're doing this podcast.
Well, the
it's early days.
Isn't,
it's not really available. And also, no one really cares at the moment because played four games. Who cares?
Dartford's ground is called the Berrycote Powerhouse Prince's Park.
Focus on Dartford.
Focus
we must
on
have
Dartford.
Done a focus on Dartford.
I'm sure we have. Dover 1, Braintree 1.
Ooh. Do you know what? The Dover result isn't looking too bad now, John.
They've made it again. A half-decent start. They're looking all right. Not too bad.
No, okay.
Braintree on Easter. Easter Monday. Bank holiday Monday.
Yeah, we've got them bank holiday Monday. I'm going to try and go to that, John. A rare trip to Plainmoor. Very excited.
Going to try and make it.
Going to try and make it down there.
Lovely. Eastbourne 1, Bath 2.
How are Bath getting on? Bath doing badly, aren't they? Or are they
I think they're
above us, yeah. 7 points. Who have they played? No one knows. No one cares.
Western Supermare, they
played
them.
Yeah, none of it matters. They've had a local derby there, haven't they?
Yeah.
Western Supermare, very good. They're third.
Hemel Hempstead 1, Weymouth 2.
Okay.
So, yeah, it just happened.
Hemel away. We're planning to go to that.
Yeah,
John,
I'm
going to
be there. Yeah,
that's
yep,
a good one, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
St Albans 0, Torquay 1.
Yes. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Talk about that. Poirot will have his say. Taunton 1, Welling 0. So, yeah, Taunton have made quite a decent start to life. They're above us. Ninth.
Yeah, but it's all up in the air, John.
It's all nothing, isn't it?
They're all running on fumes and adrenaline at the moment.
Truro 1, Hampton and Richmond 2.
Hampton and the Beavers.
Yeah.
Where are they in the league so far?
17th and Truro 20th. So Truro, not a brilliant start.
Terrible start.
Western Supermare 0, Slough Town, Saturday's opponents 3.
Yeah, no, and a hat trick from their striker.
From George Alexander, son of
Gary Alexander.
Gary Alexander.
Is it?
It's a Graham.
So
Gary.
Do we need to look out for him Saturday? Is he the big threat?
We've seen him play against us for Bromley before a couple of times.
And was
he's
he good?
Sort of half decent. Never did I've ever seen him score, but he's always decent.
What sort of player, John? Speedy,
I'll ask the manager if you want.
Your mate, good friends with your mate.
Yeah, yeah.
Which dugout will you be in on Saturday? Well, at home or away, John?
See him and catch up with him on Saturday, but I'll be firmly goals.
Goals all day.
He was in the team of the week.
Will you be wearing your Khalid Chowky shirt on? There was some conversation about it.
Yeah, I wore it on Saturday at St Albans.
For anyone listening who's not a Torquay fan, Khalid Chowky was a French player in 1999, 2000.
Came
to us, 20 appearances with it, John. One goal,
yeah, one
two sendings off.
Threw a punch at someone.
Threw a punch at Cardiff, or I think Plymouth Argyle. He got sent off.
Well, he was good.
We thought he was good.
Get him on the pitch.
People around us were laughing when we said he was
good. I know,
good.
But I had a chat with someone in the toilets about him, and he also remembered him
about
very fondly. Yeah.
And then we found out that he tried to go to Plymouth Argyle, the Yeovil, for a trial, but went to the wrong venue.
Ah.
That was in his Wikipedia.
I've also found out he's now a tube driver. And I did think... But what if he... Imagine if he'd been driving the tube that I was on to St Pancras.
And he saw your shirt, Chowky.
Yeah.
And you thought, people remember me. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Isn't that good? It may go to show how interesting the game was on Saturday that we were Googling
a long time
Khalid Chowky.
Whereabouts of Khalid
DJ Chowky. Khalid.
I think we should speak to him, though. DJ Khalid.
With the best music.
We should
with
try
the best tube drivers.
Let's try and get him on.
Try and get him on, yeah, why not?
Worthing 1, Avely 2. So, I mean, that's
top
the
of
battle
the league
of the two,
clash,
the two
that was.
Flyers so far. And Avely come out on top. Avely. En fuego at the moment.
Well, and we've said they'll be bottom of the league, but, you know.
They're showing us.
Part-time rubbish, John, as I keep telling you. Part-time junk. Running on adrenaline, running on fumes. They will not win the league, will they?
We're playing this.
They might beat us.
April.
They might beat us. I don't think they will be because we are on fire. Two wins in a row, John. Two simple wins. Never in doubt.
Yeah.
And Yeovil 1, Maidstone 1.
And has Nublé scored yet?
Has Frank Nublé scored yet?
No. Four games. No.
No goals. Predicted it.
Has Brad Ash scored yet, though?
No.
But looks good, John. And I like him. I like the way he runs around a lot.
I wasn't even sure he was there.
John.
Didn't see him.
Brad Ash is going to be... Once he gets going...
He touched the ball.
Once he gets going, it's going to be phenomenal. He had no support. Hardly any support. No. You know, why didn't... Right, okay. When are we going to talk about Torquay United? In a minute.
Yeah.
Should we bring anything else up about the National League South while we're here?
No, do you want to know about the National League?
Yeah. I know that Southend... We're recording on... What day is it?
Wednesday.
Southend have just had 10 points deducted from them. If they'd had 10 points deducted at the end of the season last year, John, would Torquay have stayed up? I need you to buzz in. Cadogan, Gladwell. No, they wouldn't. I can't remember.
I think they would have been okay. I think they had a fairly decent amount of points.
Yeah, they've got 5 points, I think, haven't they? Four points. So it's like a 6-point deduction. They'll be absolutely fine as long as someone comes in and buys them. It's a sad situation.
Yeah, they finished on 69 points last year. So they would have stayed up.
Okay. What has happened in the National League, John?
Chesterfield won, Oldham won.
I will say, Chesterfield are going to walk the league. They're going to do a Wrexham, Notts County.
Rightly so.
They will walk the league this season.
It was only a last-minute equaliser, wasn't it, for Oldham?
Saw some pretty tasty scenes at the end of that game.
Fans leaping on the pitch. Fights. Punches thrown.
Keepers
it's
pushed over.
Oldham.
Come on, lads.
A good
Come
bit
on,
of
lads.
Two voices from Paul Cook, which
was
fun.
Yeah, that was nice. Yeah, that's Google good. That. Google your Paul Cook two voice.
Excellent. Aldershot won, York won. Another 90+2 equaliser in that game from Linnell John Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
Still ticking along and he's still going.
How are York doing, John? Not very well, I think.
Not
they've not
so
won
far.
A game yet, have they?
No.
Got any points?
A few teams haven't won yet, though. Dagenham, Oxford, City, Bromley, York, Eastleigh.
Oh.
Altrincham won, Boreham Wood won. Also happened.
But Boreham Wood having a draw, imagine that.
Yeah, I know. A 1-1 draw involving Boreham Wood. I refuse to believe it. Barnet 2, Woking 0. Always good fun. Excellent.
That's always nice, isn't it?
Yeah, good to see Woking lose.
We are, nice.
Never.
Barnet up near the top, aren't they? Doing very well.
Yeah.
Is our old pal Ben Winter, is he the turncoat, the bottler? Is he? Oh, he's there top of the league. Barnet, unbelievable.
Yeah, came on as a sub.
He's came on as a sub, is he? Dropped. Dropped. Oh, well, they're doing very well, yeah.
Halifax 1, Oxford City 1.
Oxford City are nowhere near the level. Absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
It'd be dreadful. They're going to have a really bad, boring season.
Gateshead 4, Ebbsfleet 1. Ebbsfleet, just a waste of time. A hat-trick from Stephen Wiehan, for Christ's sake.
Oh, a hat-trick.
I know.
Could he have stayed with us? He was there when we went training with them, of course, wasn't he, John?
He wasn't very good.
Oh, John.
He wasn't.
He was good enough for the National League.
He was
he's good enough for that.
He was fine. Did he actually do anything?
I wonder what he did for his hat trick. I'd like to see it. I'm going to Google it.
Yeah, the goal was scored by Kenton Richardson.
Oh. How nice. Kenton.
Possibly.
Kenton.
Okay. Kidderminster 0, Bromley 0.
Very nice.
Maidenhead 1, Dagenham 0.
Imagine going to that. Kidderminster.
Bromley.
Oh, what are you doing this afternoon? God. Are you?
Sorry, did I mishear that? Kidderminster
versus Bromley. Kidderminster versus Bromley.
Maidenhead 1, Dagenham 0.
Maidenhead.
One for the Maidenhead equation.
The equation
lovely,
And
they've signed a new player at Maidenhead called Casey Petit.
It's just depressing.
Small, little nippy.
Exactly. It's just depressing looking at the National League because you think all these are tin pot dog shit teams. How do we go out of this league?
Ugh.
Oh, God.
Rochdale 2, Eastleigh 0.
Never going to be over it.
Eastleigh still just being them.
Car park C.
Solihull Moors 3, Dorking 0.
Their second, Solihull Moors,
They're having another go.
It's anyone's this season, isn't it? It's absolutely anyone's.
It would be in this league.
It really would. It's absolutely anybody's. I think it's Chesterfield's, definitely, but it is anybody's.
Southend 2, Hartlepool 3. He's mentioned Southend points deduction.
So they're now on -4.
Wolverhampton 3, filed 2.
They're on -4 points. It doesn't affect them too much because there's lots of teams on 1, 2 and 3 points. So it's not actually that much to catch up with, and they'll play a few of those teams. So not actually that much of a thing. So Southend will be all right. They'll be okay.
Yeah.
Barnet, Solihull, Chesterfield, top three. Hartlepool, Wealdstone, Gateshead, Maidenhead are the next four or five in the playoffs. And then at the bottom, York, Bromley, Oxford, Dagenham and Redbridge. Dagenham and Redbridge down there as always. Unbelievable. Aldershot in 18th. And it's always good to look at them struggling. So that's good, isn't it? There we are. Let's look at the National League South table, John. Hold on. Here it comes. Here it is. Worthing, Avely. Western Supermare, Chelmsford, Weymouth, Yeovil, Bath. That's your top seven. Torquay are in 10th. Dartford, Slough, Havant and Waterlooville. Welling. No points at the bottom. There, National League North. Someone else can tell us about that in a second.
Yeah, John will do that in a minute.
There we are. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession. The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession. John, let's talk about Torquay United St Albans away. Sorry, St Albans City v Torquay United. Mm-hmm. What a lovely place.
Lovely place.
What a lovely place.
What a lot of food options they had.
Lovely food options.
Had a couple of pints in the game.
Nice and close to the station.
A bloke had brought his dog along.
£3 parking.
Picnic benches.
Ugh. Yeah, nice walk out. You didn't feel under threat as you walked out through the night. Just a nice place to live. A nice place to watch football.
Expensive place to live.
Do you think it is inexpensive? Is it crazy?
Yeah.
Everyone wants to live there because it's like 20 minutes into town.
Yeah.
Isn't it? 20 minutes into London. I thought St Albans looked bad.
Oh, yeah. I thought they were terrible.
They looked bad. My friend Mark, we were meant to get him on. We'll get him on further down the line, further down the season. My friend Mark watches them regularly. And he said they had a really good season last year. But what happens at this level, obviously.
Got the playoffs, didn't they?
They got the playoffs. But what happens at this level is anyone any good leaves.
Mm.
So he said he didn't recognise any of the players. I introduced him to Ben Wyatt.
Yes.
I told him about I Predict the Wyatt. He said, I'm going to steal that. I'm going to kick it off in about 2 weeks' time.
You can have him.
You can have him.
Because he was garbage.
It felt nice, didn't it? It just felt nice. But they just felt like if we'd drawn or lost to them, it would have been so depressing.
Yeah.
You can...
As
going
it was,
to
we
Dover.
Should have beaten them 3 or 4-0.
It's not even, we should have beaten them 3 or 4-0. If we'd had Aaron Jarvis on the pitch, I think we'd have. If we'd had Asa Hall and Aaron Jarvis on the pitch, Dean Moxie on the pitch, then.
Maybe.
But saying all that, I thought Torquay looked pretty good at the back, especially.
Yeah, we definitely look more solid.
Ross Marshall has become.
Seizing it like a
beast. Since
he's
got the pig eyes put in from Coffinswell Eyes.
Coffinswell Eyes.
Not that this is an advert for Coffinswell Eyes. That was last week.
Coffinswell Eyes.
Hi, do your eyes... No, can't do it again. And he's seeing... You said he's seeing it like a beach ball, which he absolutely is.
One tackle in the first half was unbelievable. Like
Bobby Moore.
Yeah.
Bobby Moore had turned up. So that's like signing a whole new player. That is absolutely brilliant. Tomlinson with his goal. Great. Looked pretty good all afternoon. Beyond that, it was not a lot, was it? It was like all energy
Just not a lot. Nothing happened.
Nothing happened in the game.
I can't remember a single thing.
I was thinking back to the game, going, sure, I was at the football. Yeah, I've got none of the adrenaline associated with it. I didn't have a drink, so I wasn't even drunk after the match, or had the sort of beer buzz after the game. I was watching it, and it was like nothing was really sort of going on.
Yeah.
Didn't remember much exciting. I remember a shot in the second half that we sort of went, or anything.
Nothing
I can't remember a corner. I can remember Ross Marshall's...
A couple of corners.
I can remember Ross Marshall's tackle.
Yeah.
I can't even remember the goal.
Don't know what happened.
Like, it was like, is that a goal? No one really celebrated. I have watched the replay, I'd say 10 times, and I still couldn't tell you how it goes in.
He's stuck his foot out, hasn't he?
Stuck his foot out.
John, I punched my glasses off my face.
You did punch. That was a good bit.
Which was quite funny.
It was, as always, nice to see everybody.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's always good, isn't it? nice to see everybody. The grass was long.
Very long.
And it was hot. I don't either of those things. Tom Lapsley nearly got lost in that grass for a minute there.
We've lost Tom.
He was down injured about 20 times. I think he needs maybe change his playing style a bit. Not to take just the edge out.
Stop getting injured.
But to stop getting injured quite so much. You might need to sort of not just chuck himself at every single tackle.
Well, do we want to play some of the bits that we recorded?
We recorded some stuff, didn't we?
Yeah, let's have a listen.
Let's have a listen.
I don't have the tape.
Play it again, John. Play it. Oh, no.
No?
No, nothing on there. Nothing on the tape. You definitely pressed record.
No, I think the tape's blank.
Oh, God.
Nothing.
That is weird.
Nothing.
That
the blank
weird.
Tape.
That is weird, isn't it? What a mystery. Who could solve the mystery of the non-football match?
Someone is going to have to get to the bottom of why nothing happened on Saturday.
It's
I think
time.
We know the person.
It's time for AFC. It's time for AFC Poirot. Ah, Gary Johnson, the St. Albans manager, who I cannot remember because he is just another faceless non-league manager in a tracksuit. You may be wondering why I've called you all here for the case of the missing football match. Did the game take place at St. Albans, or did it not? Was there a goal scored by Ollie Tomlinson, or was there not? Was there players on the pitch? Was the pitch too long? Did people buy nice fried chicken, or did they not? Did the 2 hours just pass without incident? Did nothing happen at all except 3 points? This, gentlemen, is a case even too strong for AFC Poirot. I am defeated.
He shot himself.
Shot himself. Shot himself at the end. Can you believe it?
I hate to hear AFC Poirot.
He's dead.
Taking his own life.
He's dead.
What a
Malcolm
shame.
Gladwell shot him. And that is why I shot AFC Poirot.
Because sometimes you have to admit, there's not always an answer.
There's not always an answer. There we are. That's AFC Poirot.
Yeah.
There we are. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back
a letter from a listener? Any letters, John?
Yes.
All right, that's nice.
And we kick off with Hempstead Hemp, who
we
heard from last
week.
Oh,
yeah, of course. Who we're questioning if they're real or not. Let's find out.
Of course, we'll be in Hemel Hempstead in a month's time. One month till Hemel.
Oh, yeah. No carbs till Hemel.
No.
No Dremel multi-drills till Hemel. No Dremels till Hemel. Don't go buying any.
That's what we like to say on this podcast. No Dremels till Hemel, guys. He says, hi, John and Charlie. Thanks for reading out my email this week and another enthralling podcast. I must admit, it's a touch hard to keep up as I'm starting from the early episodes while also trying to keep on top of the new episodes as they come out. I've been told to start from episode 50, however, not my words.
Oh.
I think that's probably about right.
About right.
Maybe a little bit earlier, 30 something. Then we're ready
to
hit our
stride. Do what you like. We're not your dads.
As much as I would love to be, I'm afraid I'm not Charlie's brother, merely a keen Tudor. I think it's my brother. It's
okay. And then maybe he is an actual Tudor. An
your
actual
brother's got a lot less time on his hands.
Exactly. But he does write in as well, Rob.
He does. But okay, so maybe he is real. He says, a bit of Hemel banter. We've taken to calling our midfielder Joe Ree. It's just spelled R-E.
Mm.
Joe Reely. For those of us that did Latin at school.
I don't think this is real. I don't think.
Do you know why? Is this your...
Because that is
you need
lame.
To get AFC Poirot back.
That is lame. You're not telling me that...
The Latin
that Hemel fans,
Hemel?
Hemel National League South fans are doing Latin jokes.
Can I be honest? I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
No.
But...
My dad... Went to Catholic school. He can tell us what it all
maybe
means.
Maybe it's Gammy Knee. Okay, carry on
Joe
with this.
Joe Reely?
Latin? Reely.
I don't get it.
Don't get it. But
sorry.
Thank you. I mean, brilliant. Hempstead if you
hemp.
Are real. Hempstead Hemp.
No, I don't
I
get
don't
it.
I think you're real.
Anyway, he goes on to say, not long until we batter you at Vauxhall Road.
Oh, yeah.
Hope to see you both there.
I don't.
Tobias.
This is someone else. This is your brother.
Tobias? Prove it.
Prove it. I don't know how you're going to prove it,
Tobias.
Hold a copy
of today's newspaper. send us a photo.
Send us, if we can get someone random to do that.
True.
All right. Yeah. We'll see you at Hemel.
We'll see you at Hemel.
I tell you what, mate. No Dremels till Hemel.
Yeah.
That is the rule. We all know that. Okay.
Chris
Thanks
Webb.
For your letter. On the ice,
yeah,
too.
On the ice.
That's two
Tobias.
Letters, of course.
Two
so
letters.
Tobias getting close, if real, to
if
a Foff
real.
Number.
Don't give out Foffs to...
Made up people.
That's just the way it is. By Moira Kitson had as rescinded.
Moira just disappeared. Though, John. You bullied her off the podcast.
Chris Webb says, John, Charlie, you're back.
Mm.
That being said, I've not actually listened to any new episodes yet, so you've actually been back a while. Well, thanks,
okay.
Chris.
Cheers, Chris. On the
you've got
to give
you a Foff number and everything. At least you can do is listen.
Dave Webb. Chris Dave Webb.
I think Spiders was his
nickname. Okay. I quite prefer Dave.
But yeah, Dave. Dave will do.
Yeah.
Anyway, it says, it'd be lovely to hear your voices again when I eventually get round to it. Oh, well, sorry to trespass on your time, Chris.
Do what you like, mate.
With the goal's upsetting yet convenient return to the NLS, I'd set myself the goal of attending the Eastbourne Borough versus Torquay game on October the 14th.
Oh, yeah.
But alas, I fear this may not come to fruition, as this is also the weekend of WinterCon, a Comic-Con-style event in Eastbourne.
WinterCon?
Like WinterCon.
What? Ben Winter?
Ben WinterCon.
Everyone turns up dressed as Ben Winter.
I think Chris may have had a long day after.
Okay.
He says, I then penciled in the August Bank Holiday morning game against Chelmsford, but then I swapped the fixture to away. This game just clashed with the Fun Kids FM all day Disney song countdown, though, so it may be in a pipe dream. Chris, do we need to send someone around to check on him?
Is he okay?
He's very lucid.
What is this?
I don't understand.
Yeah, also, the 23rd, the Eastbourne Borough game, is the last game that doesn't count.
Yeah.
Because the clocks go back a week later.
Okay, interesting.
So that's interesting, isn't
that's
it?
That's interesting.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
On a side note, do you guys have a favourite Disney song? Chris?
I do, yeah.
What's your favourite Disney song?
Saying that. It changes because there's loads of modern, newer ones.
Okay, I've not watched the new ones.
There's loads of new ones. And so they're all sort of like pretty good, the new ones. Really pull at your heartstrings. Mm. Like Encanto is brilliant. Absolutely brilliant film, Encanto.
I've seen it.
Can't decide. I'll have to come back to that.
I'd say something from Robin Williams, one from Aladdin.
Oh,
what's that one?
Can't be doing with that film.
No?
What? Which,
Robin Williams, though?
Yeah. Well,
Mr.
It's all a bit, hey,
Aladdin, sir.
Look at me. Hey, now I'm a cat, and now I'm a dog. And look at me. Hey, I found another funny voice. And here I am doing another funny voice.
Don't
and a funny voice.
Dare,
oh, look, there's a funny voice up
Robin
here.
Williams.
And I'm going to steal lots of people's jokes and put them out there like they're mine.
You and I are going to come to blows in a minute. You leave Robin Williams out of this.
You Google Robin Williams joke thief.
No, I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Okay.
It says, are there any with any Disney songs? It says, with the National League South, National League North pun on the top of my head. All I've got is the Linnet Sleep Tonight instead of the Lion Sleeps.
That's quite
tonight.
Nice.
But also, that's not from a
the Linnet
Disney
King,
film,
surely.
Is it?
The Lion Sleeps Tonight. No.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what's going on.
Chris,
there, Chris.
I think I'm,
Chris. I mean,
do you know what? Have another go next week.
Have another go. You've got your Foff number, so look, you can have as many goes as you like.
There's more, but
we'll leave it there.
Time.
We'll leave it there, Chris.
Chris.
Thank you so much.
Chris, we've heard enough.
But good luck with it.
Yeah, good on you.
Good luck with it.
Clive Hayward.
Ah, so Clive, it was nice to see him.
Oh, was he there? I didn't see
him. No, Clive was he wasn't there. He's too busy doing cricket at the moment. Getting his finger out.
We're just doing that.
Exactly.
Says, hello, gents. What a shame for the Lionesses on Sunday.
Oh, it was.
The final, of course. Yeah. Spain were excellent.
This isn't National League football,
nothing
though,
to
is
do
it?
With National League for so far. Spain were excellent and worthy winners. Probably a good educational experience for new fans, too. The women's game is every bit as capable of breaking your heart.
What's this? Got to do what are you coming towards, Clive?
I was
Come
deeply
on.
Invested because, wait for it, I'm reliably informed that Matty, who's obviously Clive's son, his girlfriend's granddad, is good friends with Mary Earp's granny.
Oh, okay.
Not sure what she would have made of that iconic penalty
everyone's
save, but a fuck-off celebration,
just,
but I loved it.
Everyone's just drunk with their letters this week.
There's a lot of drinking. I mean, it's the last days of summer, isn't it?
Everyone's just hammered. Like,
final few
just,
drinks
oh, just
in
send
the garden.
Any old thing in. It's like people have dictated their letters into their phone and they've let the phone write the rest.
He says, disappointment too for Torquay United Women. Finally brought it round to the subject in hand.
They lost
opening league fixture 4-2 at Portishead.
Yeah, I saw that.
Hopefully they'll do better in the next game against Massive Attack.
I was going to say, where are we going with this? I was going to go
Lovely.
With...
That's good, Clive. You rescued it.
That was
it there
a good joke. Very nice joke.
Yeah.
It'd be great if the Women's League was just
90s.
Yeah.
What would you call that genre?
It's sort of trip hop.
I was going to say. Sort of Ibiza chill.
Yeah, that's a nice joke though, Clive.
Yeah, not bad.
The rest of it wasn't about National League football, but...
Good.
Thank you. On
John
the ice,
Greenwood,
Clive.
Who is talking about National League football,
because
he's our National League North correspondent.
Ah, good, yes.
A National League North update. Banbury won their first game against pre-season fancy Chester.
Oh, very
Southport,
nice.
Bottom of the league, losing all four games so far. I've parted company with their manager already.
Who are? Who have? Southport. The Sandpipers.
Is that what they call
them? Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Scunthorpe win again comfortably. Boston United are the talky equivalent. Two wins, a draw and one loss.
Okay.
And following your fishing exploits in the summer, I thought you'd like to hear about the Alfreton striker, Lewis Salmon.
Oh, lovely, yes.
Better known as Smoked in the dressing room, he
okay,
says.
Okay, yeah.
He was poached 3 goals in 3 games so far. John,
lovely.
Letter
John.
Of the week. Superb.
Finally, letter of the week. That's mainly because you put...
Someone's done a good one.
Someone's done the letter that actually makes sense. Good.
It's rare I can get you to join in with the...
Banbury.
Foff. Slagging. There we go.
Banbury.
Yeah. Not Brackley.
Got to get Matt Bragg
on
Matt talk Banbury.
Sort that out.
I've not done anything this week. I've had too much on this week. It's tired, John.
Haven't we all?
You can probably hear it in my voice. Very, very tired.
Finally.
Yes.
The Happy Walrus.
Okay.
He is the Eggman. He is the Happy Walrus.
Is this a new person?
Cuckoo Kachu.
Is this a new person or have we had him before?
The Happy Walrus is also known as Neil Ridgway.
Ah, on
and
the Ridgway.
And he emails from Marina, California.
Oh, lovely. On the ice. Do you think this is your brother, John?
No, I think this is real.
Okay.
Dear John and Charlie, in answer to the question you posed rhetorically in a recent episode, yes, Wrexham fans
from the US
who found your podcast during last season have stuck with you.
Great.
Even after the Wrexham promotion.
Lovely.
Last season, I found your podcast in expectation of high-quality National League insight, detailed technical analysis, and updated end-of-season predictions. Imagine my surprise when I found none of that.
Oh.
But I was glad to find a mutual dislike for the fans from Notts County and a wonderment of how poorly Torquay United could play.
Oh.
Lovely, Neil. Very
there
good.
We are, Neil. And I hope you're supporting Torquay United now from America in the National League.
Spreading the word over there in the National League South.
That's how we say National League South in the style of Malcolm Gladwell. The National League South.
Squarespace. This summer, while driving to San Diego,
sounds nice,
to watch Wrexham play a junior Manchester United team, I told my 90-year-old father to listen to your podcast.
Okay, yeah.
He listened for a while and then turned to me and asked, when did fishing become England's national obsession?
Oh, the national obsession. Oh, was it a fishing episode?
One of them,
isn't it?
Must have listened to the fishing one.
Oh, lovely.
While one of you is bound to fall into the Thames, thank you for providing the possibly life-saving detail to make sure that if you do fall in the Thames, that you assume the star position. That was, yeah, what else do you call
did
it?
I fell in.
Star position.
Fell in star position. Caught a pike there,
Jesus.
Didn't I? Fishing update.
Yeah.
I caught a pike caught a there pike. Last week. Couldn't pick it up. Had to drop it.
I've seen the video. It's
yes. If you do see me at
where
a game.
You go, where you say.
If you do see me at a game, is it still recording?
A really heavy bit of the studio fell on my leg.
Oh, God, John. Wasn't worth it for the reaction.
It fell on my leg.
That pike has claimed even more victims.
Sorry about that.
Oh, dear. Is that recorded all that?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, good. Great. It's a high point. That pike. I was pleased when you catch it.
Yeah. And then.
Then you have to deal with it.
Yeah. Big
That's
teeth,
the trouble.
Isn't it?
But there we are. We caught it. We got the hook out. Put it back in.
He says, Neil finally says, listening to the names of the teams you're currently playing in the National League South, it sounds more like you're just making up names of countryside towns.
Mm.
And despite Charlie's overly positive first 10-game prediction, the girls have managed to start digging a hole that even a full-time team may struggle to get out of. Still early days, though, as you say, and the clocks haven't changed yet.
No, exactly. And the prediction was 28 points, and we're not far off going for that. I mean, we do have to win every single game now for the first 10, for the next 6 games to get near that, but I think we can.
Yeah,
I think we beat Slough Saturday, we'll beat Braintree Sunday and that Monday, and then we are absolutely rocking.
Be fine.
Get some loans in, bang! It's going to be great. Great fun, up the gulls, brilliant. Is that all the letters, John?
That's all the letters.
Thank you for your letters. Do send them in, despite us being a bit negative about them this week. We do love your letters.
Yes.
We're going to get no letters now.
Keep sending them. It's all good fun.
It's all good fun. It's all meant in jest and love. How do people send us a letter, John?
Nationalobsession@gmail.com. That's the email address.
Find us on Twitter.
Yeah.
Slough away, John.
I'll be there.
Braintree at home, I'm going to be there. I'll be trying to be at Slough as well, so that's good. And
in the words of...
Who?
The Four Tops.
Bombs.
You sung, I'll be there.
Let bombs drop on Slough. Is that
John Betjeman? Yep.
We'll leave with you with some John Betjeman left. Let bombs. Shall I find it? Yeah, I think I've read. I think I've read this before, haven't we?
Yeah, I don't think we have.
Bombs.
Have you ever had a player called Benjamin? Benjamin Winter.
Bombs on Slough.
Benjamin.
A poem by John Betjeman. Here we go.
I'll read.
Come, friendly bombs, and fall on Slough. It isn't fit for humans now. There isn't grass to graze a cow. Swarm over. Death. It's a very long poem. That's as there isn't grass because it's a plastic pitch.
It is.
Cheats!
Exactly.
You cheating bastards!
Get it right, Benjamin!
Get it
Benjamin.
Right, you bastard Benjamin!
What? Why Benjamin, not Benjamin? It's bloody Benjamin!
It's Benjamin,
man.
You bastard!
Oh, Christ, the studio's falling over it.
Right. Let's get out of here before we die. Yeah. On the ice, everybody.
Yeah.
By the way, on the ice.
And on the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.